Well, thank you, Gentry, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 a.m. And with us today via the phone is Brian Termail, Vice President of Public Affairs with the Associated General Contractors of America. And it's been a while since we've gotten together and had a nice discussion, Brian. We look forward to a visit today. We appreciate your time and welcome you into the show.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. It's great to be back. I appreciate you having me.
Well, and today we're going to talk about what is a major topic in the nation. And when you go different places, you keep hearing about a workers' shortage. And that's true of retail and the food industry and many other industries, and including many of those that you represent.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So the Associated General Contractors, our members are commercial contractors, commercial builders. So they build everything, Brian, that you can think of except for single family homes. So locks and dams, highways and bridges, factories, office buildings, strip malls, you name it. And the good news is that around most of the country, demand is pretty strong, right? We've got a decent amount of private sector activity, even with higher interest rates. And the federal government is pumping an enormous amount of money into building everything from infrastructure to semiconductor plants to EV battery facilities, EV car plant assembly facilities. So there's a lot of work out there. The challenge, though, is that there aren't a lot of construction workers. And this isn't really an industry where you can sort of outsource it or you can bring in the robots at this point to build. You need people to build things in this country. And we do a survey, Brian, every year of our members to ask how difficult are labor market conditions. And we put out the survey in early September. Of our members, that are about 85% of our members are hiring new workers at this point. Of the ones that are hiring, 88% are having a hard time finding enough workers to hire, and particularly enough qualified workers to hire, which means their standards are relatively low, but you got to be able to pass a drug test and you got to have some basic soft and hard work skills to start a job in construction, like showing up on time.
And as you look at those numbers, what kind of jumps off the page to you? And then once you identify the situation and, you know, try to help nationwide, what are some ways to, you know, try to increase the workforce?
Sure. Well, the first thing to think about, you know, why should anyone else care about workforce shortages? That should be construction firms' problems, right? But the problem is two-thirds of our members say that at least one of their projects they've had to delay because they don't have enough people to build the project. So if you were hoping for that new bridge to get built on time, it may not happen because there aren't enough people to build that bridge. If your local school district's trying to renovate the high school during the summer break and they want to get the gym and the theater and the classrooms reopened in time for the start of the school year, they may not happen because there are not enough people. And then also those tax dollars you're paying that are going to fix the schools, to build a new police station, to improve our highways, they're not going to go, those dollars aren't going to go as far because labor shortages also mean that construction gets more expensive. You got to pay more for workers, which is great for the workers, but you got to take longer to build a project because you've got to wait longer for the glaziers to come in to install the windows or the HVAC people to come in and install the heat and air conditioning. And so that means that school bond that you voted for last year that was going to fix up 10 schools may only fix up 8 schools now because everything's more expensive. The other thing that – so this is a broader problem for the economy than just construction firms having to deal with workforce shortages. The other thing that really popped out is the fact that so many of our members said that the people that they're interviewing for jobs in construction don't have any qualifications. And that tells us that we really need to rethink as a country how we educate and prepare future workers, that we need to spend some time on soft skills like how to show up on time, how to communicate if you're running late, how to be part of a team. And then, frankly, we need to expose students to more than just kind of this pre-college track. College is great for a lot of people, but no, it's not great for everyone. and we need to give students exposure to things like construction, manufacturing, agriculture, and sort of college track, and let them decide which path makes the most sense to them. Because when we tell them there's only one path to success in life, and they don't like that path, then the message they get is they're not successful. They're making the wrong choice, and that's an injustice to the economy and to those individual students. You had a second part of your question, and I can't remember what it was, Brian. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness, we're both kind of getting old. I asked about how the numbers jump out, and then you might have addressed as well, like how the efforts go to, you know, as you say, you know, get those workers replaced and funnel those workers into the industries.
Yeah, well, there's two things. What we're doing to sort of get public officials to be more involved, and then what we're doing as an industry to address workforce shortages. On the public official side, one of the biggest obstacles to recruiting more people in the construction industry is that for every dollar the federal government spends on what we used to call vocational education, we now call career and technical education, programs to expose students to careers in construction or manufacturing, the federal government spends $5 encouraging students to go to college and get an office job. So the federal government essentially is our biggest sort of biggest obstacle to attracting more people in the construction industry, because they're massively outspending on college, you know, pre-college track and getting into college than they are investing in programs like here's how you work in construction. So we're pushing to narrow that funding gap, to get more money invested in career and technical education so more school districts can actually expose students to different multiple career options. And then on our side, we're working with our members to really modernize the way the industry recruits people into construction, and then to really think through how we do a better job retaining those workers. And retention is a huge problem for the construction industry. Every member I've talked to says they got to hire two people for every job they're trying to fill, because someone's going to leave that job within 3 weeks. So they got to sort of backfill that person as well. So on the recruiting side, we're using the same kind of digital technology that Zappos uses to sell shoes to sell a high-paying career in construction. And then we like that, it's called targeted digital advertising, because it allows us to identify segments of the population that may not have traditionally worked in construction, hit them and their households with a series of ads about how great it is to work in a career in construction, and encourage them to pursue that career. And then on the retention side, we've got a whole education program called Culture of Care, which is designed to help construction firms become, I know it sounds like a soft word, but more inclusive. A good example would be if you get a hire a new person and they make a mistake, instead of having the crusty superintendent bawl the guy out for making a mistake, how about just teach them the right way to do things so they don't feel like, I don't need to be here, I'm going to go get a job at a Starbucks, but actually encourage them to learn and not yell at them when they make a mistake.
Well, Brian, our time is winding down. We've only scratched the surface so far, and I know we've got some more conversations coming up. We're going to talk about diversity and some different strategies you guys are using. But today, let's just kind of finish up with, if somebody's out there listening, they want to get some more information, what are some good resources for that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. It varies a little bit by where you are, but the easiest way to do it is just go to our website. We're the Associated General Contractors. Our website is agc.org. So just go to agc.org, and we've got lots of information, a whole section on workforce development. We even have a career page there. You can find job listings, and that website has that link to all of our chapters around the country. So if you're listening and you're in Iowa, and you can find our two Iowa chapters, and they've got tons of information about local career opportunities. Same thing for the Illinois side of the river. We've got lots of information over there that folks can find about career opportunities. And then also, you know, look into your local community colleges. Many of them probably offer a really good construction prep course, and it's always good to reach out to your local construction unions, the Teamsters, the Carpenters, the Electricians, equipment operators, the Laborers International Union, and they've got lots of apprenticeship programs that folks should look into as well. So a lot of options, but I'd start with agc.org and kind of get the baseline information, and you can go from there.
Well, Brian, sounds great. always wonderful to talk with you. We'll have another conversation coming very soon, and we'll really dive in depth into this topic.
Brian, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And that's today's In Touch on WCSCI and WCSCIRadio.com. Our guest today has been Brian Termail, Vice President of Public Affairs with the Associated General Contractors of America. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:30 here on New Hit Country.